This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
School districts in suburban Chicago are releasing their reopening plans for the fall, and it's clear things won't be the same. Plans vary from in-person instruction to going fully remote for the start of the year. There doesn't seem to be a single plan that satisfies everyone. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Oak Park parent Michael Bornhorst says the novelty of rolling out of bed and doing school from home quickly faded for his kids.
It started to become more of a what's the point attitude from my children because they weren't interacting with their teachers and they weren't interacting with their friends.
For the fall, school districts like District 97 in Oak Park are starting to roll out new plans to reopen under the coronavirus pandemic. And a hybrid model that mixes in-person and remote learning is what many are proposing so far. Students will be split up in two groups. One group attends in-person class Monday and Tuesday. The building is closed on Wednesday for a deep clean. And then the other group attends in person on the last 2 days of the week. Students will log in remotely when they are not in the building. Bornhorst says he doesn't think half in-person, half remote equals full education.
It's easy for me and other parents to come up with, to shoot holes in the problem and identify the problems, but I'm not trained to come up with a better solution. And I trust they're doing their best. So I think we're going to give it a go and see what happens.
Meanwhile, teachers are mixed about the coming year.
Is it scary to go back? Sure. Is this one of the best plans out there? Yes.
Middle school reading teacher Louise Stomper in Schiller Park thinks the mix of in-person and remote will give her valuable time with students, but in safer, smaller groups. She says she's going to get more creative to keep the at-home kids engaged. And unlike this past spring, she thinks students will be more accountable because of the in-person component.
I think this online, they can just ignore you. They don't read your messages, they don't get a line, they just, you know, do whatever. But 2 days a week, you're still going to have to see me.
A few schools like Oak Park and River Forest High School in the west suburbs have proposed to start fully remote.
I think it's bold and forward thinking, and it was a difficult, difficult decision to make.
Sheila Harden is a math teacher at OPRF. She says there are so many different schedules to consider for high school students, and going all remote allows for better planning, safety, and more instructional time. She understands that families might not like the idea after coming off a bumpy spring. She assures this fall will be totally different.
Their grades will count, attendance will count. While there might be adjustments based on the fact that our students are coming in after a traumatic spring experience, and we have to acknowledge that there can be gaps, but we are teaching, and strong teaching and learning is going to take place.
The state is encouraging schools to prioritize students with special needs. Remote learning was especially difficult for special education students and kids learning English. Karen Moore is a special education teacher in Harvey. She says she worries about being at school full time, especially after hearing about three Arizona teachers who contracted COVID.
And one passed away. She was doing the mask, sanitizing her hands. And when I saw that, I was just like, she was following all of the guidelines.
Her district is still coming up with a plan, and she thinks it would be safest to start the year remotely. But that's an undertaking, too.
My internet connection is unstable. These Chromebooks are not the best for this virtual learning. But this is what the district has given us.
Meanwhile, Community Consolidated School District 15 in Palatine is giving families a choice, either fully in person or fully remote. Students will be locked into their choice for the year or until the state reaches phase 5 of reopening. Parent Jay Venkatesh is planning to keep her daughter at home.
We are setting a very high expectation on these kids to socially distance themselves, act responsibly in a school setting with their peers and other kids of the younger age group.
Her daughter is unhappy with the decision since many of her friends are choosing to go back in person.
But she was able to understand the risk that we were able to share and the unknowns. So I am considering getting her a puppy.
To help ease the loss of seeing her friends, Venkatesh says they're in it for the long haul, and her daughter probably won't go back to school until there's a vaccine. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.